Tomorrow is Super Tuesday, the biggest day so far in the presidential primary season. The candidates are traveling the country, holding rallies, making speeches, and we're going to hear some of what the top three Republicans are saying today.
We start with the front runner, Donald Trump. He held a rally this afternoon at Radford University in Virginia. He identified student loan debt and unemployment as a burden on the economy.
One of the questions I get, especially when I go to, you know, schools and colleges, is the debt is just killing people. The debt, the government debt, they borrow from the government. The cost of the colleges are going through the roof. And the biggest problem we have, you know what it is, you graduate, you're a good student, you have a great school like this, and sometimes it's hard to get jobs. And I'm being nice when I say sometimes, because I know you people. Hey, is everybody all set with jobs? Raise your hands. Who's got jobs? Okay. Who doesn't? Oh, no! That's a lot of hands. That's a lot of hands. That's a lot of talent. So here's what's happening. People go to a great school, they graduate, you know, top of their class. They graduate with good marks, they work really hard. Their parents are proud, everybody's proud, they can't get a job. That's gonna change, folks. You're gonna get jobs. You're gonna get such great jobs. We're gonna bring jobs back from China. We're gonna bring them back from Mexico. We will start, before I'm finished, I guarantee you that we will have Apple products made in the United States, not in China. Okay? I guarantee it.
In Dallas today, Ted Cruz promised to improve the American economy. He pointed to illegal immigration from Mexico and South America as a reason for high unemployment. And Cruz criticized Donald Trump for staffing his hotel with foreign workers.
That's not a whole lot different what Donald's doing than a whole lot of other big companies. But you don't get to abuse and take advantage of American workers and then suddenly style yourself a champion for American workers. If I'm elected president, we will secure the border. We will end illegal immigration, we will end taxpayer funding for sanctuary cities, and we will end welfare benefits for those here illegally. And what we are going to see is more and more jobs for American citizens, for legal immigrants. We're going to see wages going up. And when we repeal Obamacare, when we abolish the IRS, small businesses are going to explode. Millions of high-paying jobs, wages going up, young people coming out of school having 2, 3, 4, 5 job offers. Morning in America.
And Marco Rubio spoke in Atlanta today. He warned voters not to make Trump the Republican nominee for president. Rubio said he offers a different direction.
When I'm elected president of the United States for the first time in 8 years, you're going to have a president that follows the Constitution of the United States of America. Not a president that ignores it like Barack Obama. Not a president like Donald Trump, who says if he's president, he wants to change the First Amendment so that it make it easier to sue people that say things he doesn't like. There aren't enough judges in the world to hear all those cases. When you elect me president, you're going to have a president that protects your Second Amendment right to defend yourself and your family again. When you elect me president, you're going to have a president that understands that what makes America great is not our president and is not our government. It's our people. It's our families. It's our communities.
That's Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, and Donald Trump making their pitches to voters one day before Super Tuesday.